The spinal nerves are the nerves that come directly off the spinal cord, and there is a drawing in your textbook called the peripheral nerve. And the spinal nerves, of course, are peripheral nerves. There's also a picture a little bit towards the back called peripheral nerves and nerve plexuses. We'll come to the plexuses in just a little bit. But keep in mind that at each vertebrae, there's going to be a set of spinal nerves leaving the spinal cord and going out to the body, or bringing nerve impulses in from the body to the spinal cord. And the spinal nerves consist of a combination of the dorsal root, which is going to be sensory neurons in particular, and the ventral root that is going to carry motor neurons. And these two bind together to form spinal nerves. And spinal nerves, as well as the peripheral nerves, consist, which are peripheral nerves, but as well as the other peripheral nerves, are going to consist of connective tissues surrounding the axons of the neurons. And some there will also be blood vessels involved in these spinal nerves because, as you recall, nerve tissue is very high maintenance, requires a lot of oxygen and nutrients and so on, so there'll be blood vessels there to provide those things. And if you look at the diagram of a peripheral nerve, we've talked a little bit about this already, but its anatomy, its microanatomy, is very similar to that of a muscle cell in that you have many, many individual axons, not the whole neuron in this case, just the axon, but still, the many, many axons are bundled together, each surrounded by an endoneurion. They're bundled together in what's called a fascicle, and each fascicle is surrounded by the perineurion. And then there are many, many fascicles bundled together and surrounded by another protective membrane called the epineurion.